The Cannes Film Festival awarded its highest prize today, the Palme d'Or, to a Turkish movie called Winter Sleep. 20 years ago, that same award went to this beloved film. Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. It's filled with much-recited dialogue and iconic characters, but one remains shrouded in mystery, a character without a single line.
Well, bring out the Gimp.
The Gimp. Clad head to toe in studded black leather with a zippered hood allowing only his manic eyes to peek through. That became one of the most controversial scenes in recent film history. It still troubles some people. But looking back, the Gimp character is seen as an emblem of creepiness, an essential part of the adrenaline machine that was Pulp Fiction. Now, 20 years later, it's time to unmask the Gimp. Let's welcome to the studio actor and writer Stephen Hibbert. Steve, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So, two hillbillies keep the Gimp locked up in their basement in a footlocker.
Like you do.
Yeah, like one does, yeah. And he's their willing slave. You must be proud.
Yeah, I've kept it from the children up until this moment.
Yeah? Have you literally kept it from the children?
Not actively so, but they're 14, 12, and 10, so they're a little young for Pulp Fiction still.
But soon.
Oh, so very exciting, that sweet 16 birthday party.
So how did your involvement with Pulp Fiction start?
It started with a friendship with Quentin Tarantino, actually. At the time, I was in the Groundlings, and he used to come and do improv shows fairly often.
He would perform with you?
Yeah, he used to do improvs and stuff. And it was when he was writing Pulp Fiction and he was casting it. And he asked me if I'd like to come down and read for The Gimp. You could tell, even by the script, this was going to be a pretty special film.
The Gimp has no lines. Mm-hmm. So how do you read for The Gimp?
Show business is a funny thing. Actually, he and I did like a little psychodrama where he was, you know, being dominant and I was being passive or whatever the correct terminology is.
More improv.
Yeah, more just improv. So I got the job and it was a blast. It was 2 days' work. He just said, go nuts. So I did. And the costume helped. I think if I didn't have that mask on, you'd see I was bright red and embarrassed beyond comprehension.
And was that as uncomfortable as it looked?
Yes, very. The movie was filmed in a warehouse in Culver City.
Not far from where we're sitting right now.
Blocks. It could even be this building. I don't know. It's 20 years ago now, as you know. The set was really hot and uncomfortable, and that leather gear, plus I was padded as well. And everyone was extremely kind and acknowledged how uncomfortable that gear was.
Well, like you said, you know, it's one of those films. It's such a touchstone and credited with revitalizing John Travolta's career. Mm-hmm. Leather actors took off. Was it hard for you being in a mask and then didn't get the recognition you deserve?
No, I mean, I didn't necessarily want to be recognized for The Gimp. I never sent out, you know, Merry Christmas from The Gimp Christmas cards. But
Gimp action figures, you don't get a cut from
there
from
is
that.
One.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't own one. If anyone's listening would like to send me a Gimp action figure, I'd love it. The weekend it opened, I had about 20 voicemails of guys saying, I really enjoyed your performance. I'd like to take you out for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So I got an unlisted number. This is before the internet and all that, 20 years ago. So they had to sit through the whole end credits and catch Stephen Hibbert, write it down, go grab a phone somewhere, 411, and yeah.
Dedicated fans. Do I understand correctly, you're working on children's television at the time?
I was writing for Tiny Toons Adventures and Animaniacs for Warner Brothers, so I wrote some scripts for them as well.
You're working on this more wholesome fare.
Yeah.
While you're...
Well, wherever they're willing to pay me has always been my motto.
So are you, what are you doing now?
Right now I'm kind of unemployed, but I've done a lot of work with nonprofits, one in particular called School on Wheels, semi-regular role on a Nickelodeon kid show, again, called True Jackson VP. So, you know, I'm like everyone else, keep on fighting the good fight.
That's Stephen Hibbert. He played the Gimp in Pulp Fiction. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real lot of fun.
And can we just go out by, give us your favorite line from the Gimp?